Minoa minolo. Where's my proof now? Let me prove it that an eid echad is not nemon. The Tanan we learned. Amru Rabbi Shimon. Maisa b'megura shel diskiyim b'yavne. Kisa was like a well. There was a mikvah. This is the mikvah that used to be tevel the kelim there. Shoy so imedes b'cheska shleima. At the beginning it was a chazaka that had memso. It was a kosher mikvah and people used to be tevel the kelim there. The nimtzos umadudu, and then they checked it out. They measured it out. The nimtzos chaser, and they came out that it was chaser was missing. So lochur is called tyra shenasu agabo. What do we do now with all the tyras that were done that they tabled in this mikvah? Do we say it's tor, or do we say no? The mikvah was possible from before that all the tyras are still tamei. They have to be tabled them over again. So Rabbi Tafin mitai. Rabbi Tafin says yes. We leave it alone. Up until now, the mikvah was kosher, and therefore we say whatever was tabled there, was in there, is still okay. For Rabbi Akiva Matame, Rabbi Akiva says no. We leave it becheskas tamei, the way we find it right now. Now we find the mikvah to be chaser, to be missing. So we say it's missing. This is the machlokes Rabbi Tafan and Rabbi Akiva. The Omer Rabbi Tafan, Rabbi Tafan says, mikvah zeh becheskas shalom huaymit. The mikvah, as far as we know, like before, we measured it out at the beginning, it was a kosher mikvah. Now, misofik atabol l'chosroi. From a doubt, you want to say that it was missing from before yet, to say that what was tabled there is no good. So on this, Rabbi Tarfon says, al techasrenu misofik. Minasofik, we have to leave it the way it was before. Up until now, it was becheskas tairu, becheskas kosher, the mikvah. So until we know for sure it changed, we leave it the way it was before. On this, Omer Rabbi Kiva says no. Odom ze becheskas tom yuaymit. Don't look at the mikvah, look at the person. The person that has to go into this mikvah, up until now, he was becheskas tom yuaymit. Tom yuaymit. Misofek atobolatari. Minasofek, you want to come now and be metire him. Atatatreno misofek. Because of a doubt, you have the right to make him tor. So therefore, minasofek, we leave him tom the way he was before. Alimor says, what's the machorgas real Italian? Rabbi Tafrin and Rabbi Akiva, whether you go boss to the mikvah itself or whether you go boss to the person. So Gemar says, Omer Rabbi Tafrin and Rabbi Tafrin says, Moshul, this is an example, li'oy meid umakrav agabi hamizbeach, to a kohen that was doing the avoid of bringing karbonis, agabi hamizbeach. V'noidashu ben Gerusha ben Chalutza. And then we found out that this kohen is possible that his mother was a Gerusha or a Chalutza. So locher is that he has the truth stop from now on doing the avodah, but she'avodosek shera. Up until now, what he did until now, up until we knew his psul, we say he was kosher because it's becheskas kosheres. Up until now, we thought he was tor, he was a kosher kayin. The avodah that he did was still good. See here also all the tyrants that went into this mikvah, we still say he's tor. Omer Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, you should know, Moshe, what's the example to this case? Li'oymeid umakav agabi amizbeach. Somebody standing and bringing korbanos agabi amizbeach. V'noidah shu'u balmum. And now we find out that he's a balmum. Sha'avadosai psula. In the case where we find out the kohen is a balmum, there's something wrong with his body, that he's possible to do the avodah, and this psula is chal as soon as he has this balmum. So therefore we say, sha'avadosai psula. In other words, we say, since right now he's no good, that's the way it was before also. So Rashi says, Sho'ovad kfar psula, tefilu ha'yin shegel, we'll soon slow it out from. So now, Omer Rab Tafrim Tafrit says, Ata demisul balmum. There's a you, Rabbi Kiva, as you're saying this case is like a balmum. V'yani demisul leben gerusha leben chalutza. I'm saying this case is like the case of a kohen that became a ben gerusha ben chalutza. So let's see who's right. Niru l'midayma. Let's see who is it like. Idayma l'ben gerusha ben chalutza. Nidaynu k'ben gerusha ben chalutza. If it's like the case of a ben gerusha ben chalutza that we say avodosek sheira, so then you're right. All the mikvah, all the tyrants that went into this mikvah, the mikvah was tor until then. But im daima l'bal mum, if it's like a bal mum, then nidaynu k'bal mum. Let's be paskin the shadow like the halacha of a bal mum. That when a kohen becomes a balmum, his avodah is possible. As soon as he became a balmum, even though we didn't know about it, still the avodah is psula. But we'll soon see the difference between a ben gerusha, ben chalutza, and a kohen that becomes a balmum. That by a balmum, it's a metzias. As soon as he's a balmum, the avodah is possible. Mashenkin, this new halacha by a kohen is the ben grusha ben chalutza. As long as we do not know about it, the avodaster is kshera. So more like this: Hischo Rabbi Akiva Lodon. Rabbi Akiva started to dan like this. It says that mikvah psula biyochit, a mikvah becomes possible with an eidechot. We'll soon explain what that means. Ubalmum psula biyochit. That that a kohen is possible with a balmum. Also, we believe in eidechot. But you cannot bring me a proof from the case of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza Shepsula Bishnayim. There you bedavka need two edim to passel. So that's what Rabbi Akiva says. It's more daima to learn out from the psul of a Baal Mum than to learn out the psul from a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Dover Acher, another pshat is like this, I'll tell you. That mikvah psula begufay. Mikvah is a psul beguf. O Balmum psul begum. Balmum psula begufay. O Balmum is also some psul neguf of the kohen himself. V'yal yachir ben grusha ben chalutza. Don't bring me a proof from the case of a ben grusha ben chalutza. She psuloi me'acherim. It's some different type of a psul. That's a psul from the mother. This is the way Rabbi Akiva dashes. On this, Omer le Rabbi Tafrin. Rabbi Tafrin says, Akiva, Akiva, kala kol ha'purish mimcho keparish minachayim. Whoever goes away from you is like going away from life. In other words, gave him a big shvach, gave him a big praise. But I call upon him, now the Gemara goes to explain what was going on here. So Gemara says like this, Hai Baal Mum Shepsula Biyochet Echidomi. What's the case that we're talking about? This is where Rav is going to bring us proof now. What's the case that a Baal Mum is never with an Eidechot? Ideko Machashle, if we're talking about an Eidechot, one against one, there's an Eidechot going against the Eidechot, if so, do we believe the Eidechot, though, to say that the Baal Mum is possible? Eidechot Bachosh is nothing. Elo de Shosik. We're talking about what the Kohen himself kept quiet. That's the case that we believe the Eidechot. Ude Kavosa Gavi Ben Grusha Mechalutza. The same type of a case we believe Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, to Shosik, that the Kohen keeps quiet. And still, the Katani, it says like this. Mikvah Psula Biyochit. A mikvah which is pure Isurim, it's not an Erevedik Alocha. Here we believe in Eidechot. O Baal Mum, Sula Biyochet, the same thing, the Kohen becomes posel. If he's a Baal Mum, it's also an Issa de Kalocha, and therefore, of course, we believe the Eidechot. Biat Baal Yechir Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, you cannot prove it to me, you can't bring a proof. From the case of a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, Sheb Sula Bishnayim, that over there, Taka, there's a Psul, you don't have to need to aid him. And Eidechot is not Nemon by this Psul of Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. Since it has to do with Yuchsin, Yuchsin also has the Milo like Erva. So this is Rava's proof. You see, an Eidechot by Erva means nothing. We don't believe in Eidechot at all. You would have to have two Eidim. So this the Gemara says, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi will answer you back and say, no, L'yelom really dekor machishle. We're talking about that the Eidechot is arguing. There's an Eid against an Eid. Well, the Karmat, he asked the question, though, am I Mehemon? If so, why by a Baal Mum? And why by the mikvah do we believe the Eidechot? The Omelet, because the Eidechot says back like this, you should know, sholach achva, take off, I'll show you. In other words, if there's no argument if you're a Baal Mum or not, he says, take off your clothing, I'll show you that you're a Baal Mum. If it's a question of the mikvah is posel or not, he says, come, I'll show you. Let's go and count the mikvah to see if it has memso or not. So therefore here, we believe the Eidechot. Mashenka ben Megrusha ben Chalutza, there we cannot prove the point. So there, since it's Eidechot, Biachosha, that's why it means nothing. But in the case where there be Shosak, could be then we believe the Eidechot. Behind the that's the way a Bailer, that's what it says in the Braiso, that Mikvah Psula Begufa, it's a Psula in the Guf of the body, means we could check it out and see if you have the Mum or not. The Mikvah, I mean, we could count the Mikvah to see if it's Psula or not, if it's Chosra or not. O Baal Mum is also Psula Begufa. V'yayachir Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. You can't bring me a proof in the case of Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. She psulim yachirim. That there, the psul was not in the guf of the person himself, but it's machirim, it's because of the mother. We have to find out whether the mother was a Gerusha or not. So that we can't just prove it right now. Therefore, if there be a case of Eidechot Bachosham, that's why we would not leave the Eidechot. But our co-opponent, if the Eidechot would say something, the other person would be Shosak, it could be we would leave the Eidechot. That's the way Abaye learns Pshat over here. Now the Gemara says, O ben Gerusha ben Chalutza di Avodosa Ksheri Minolan. How do we know this Yisoy? We just got finished saying that if we find out the Kohen's of ben Gerusha ben Chalutza, all the Avodah that he did until now is still kosher. He only has to stop from now on. So how do we know this? If we find him to be a Baal Mum, we say the Avodah he did even before is possible. But if he's only a Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza, we say the Avodah he did before was kosher. How do we know this? So Marcel says to Rapsukim, Omri Rav Yudah Mashumil, the Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, V'hoysa lo'yil azar yachrov. It should be for Aaron and his children afterwards. So we dashin Ben Zera kosher, Ben Zera possible. Even if the Zera is possible, still it's possible for him to do the Avodah. Even though we know a Chol is possible to do the Avodah, so the pshat is, as long as we do not know for sure that he's a cholol, the avodah that he did is kosher. Avua d'Shmuel Omar Mehocha. He says from this pasuk, Baruch Hashem Chelu Felu Yodav Tirtza. That means Afilu Chulin Sheboy Tirtza. Even the Chulin, even the Kohen, that's a cholol. If he does the avodah b'shoygi, we do not know that he's a cholol. It's also Tirtza is also called a good avodah. Rabbi Yana Yom Mehocha. Yana says from here, Uvos Elokan Hashayiyah B'Yom Mehem. V'chisat Zepasik says, go to the Kohen that you have in your times. So the question is, v'chisala da'atzik, that a person think, shodam ho'lecheitz a Kohen, shloi ho'yu b'yom, if you go to a Kohen that's not in his times, elezeh koshev in his chalol. It means he was a koshev and then it became a chalol. Baal mum, yeah. So this is the chiddush over here, that such a Kohen, even though he's a chalol, still he's koshev until we find out that he is a ben gerusha mechlutza. Then he has to stop doing the avodah. Now, Baal Mum, the Avodah Sepsulim in Dolan, how do we know by a Baal Mum it's the opposite way? That as far as we know, as soon as he becomes a Baal Mum, we say he's possible from before, not only from now, the Avodah that he did before is also possible. So, Amr Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, the Amakor, the Pasuk says, V'chein Emar, Hinini Noisin Loi, as Brisi Shalom. It means, Kishu Shalom, V'loi Kishu Chasar. A Kain's Avodah is only good when he's Shalom, and not when he's Chasar. Yeah, again, so the last pasuk was Amar Yudah Mashmud Yamakros. The pasuk says, "Lechein Emor Hinani Noisin Lo Yes Brisi Shalom." I'm give them a bris of Shalom. So we dashin Kishu Shalom when he's Shalom. That's when the Kohen could do the Avodah. In other words, when he's a Tam. V'loy Kishu Chaser. Not if he's a Baal Mum. Not if he's Chaser. For Hashalom, said by the pasuk, says Shalom. Amar Rav Nachman Vav De Shalom Ketihi. The Vav here is missing. It's a small Vav. So therefore, that's why we darshan that if a Kohen is a Baal Mum, is missing, here the Avodah is possible, there's no way out. As soon as he became a Baal Mum, even though we do not know about it, still the Loch Reel, the Avodah is Psula. Yeah, now the Mishnah says like this, Kol Mokom Sheyesh Kedushin V'yein Avera, anytime there's a Kedushin, they get married, and there's no Avera involved, like we'll soon see a regular Yisrael to a Yisrael, to a Kohen, to a Levi, so the Loch Reel is Havlat Hulach Achar Azochar. The Yichus of the Vlad goes after the father. The father is a Yisrael, the son's a Yisrael. The father is a Levi, the son's a Levi. V'yeza zu, where's the case like this, that there's no Aveira in the Kedushin? Zu Kahanis Levi of Yisraelis. Whether she, the Kala, is either a Kahanis or a Levi or Yisraelis. She knows that she got married to Lekoye Levi of Yisrael. So the Lachar is, there's no Aveira here, they're allowed to get married. And therefore the Lochariz are the Yichus of the son, the children they have now, that they go after their father. The father is a Yisrael, they're a Yisrael, a Levi, Levi, Kain, a Kain. V'chol mokem sheyesh kedushin v'yesh avera, anytime though the kedushin is still chal, let's say it's like chai v'lavin, but there's an avera involved, so then the Lochariz have vlad hulachachar apgam. The vlad goes after the pagam. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what that means. Now, V'ezu, where's the case like this, that the Vlad is pogum, he's no good for a Kohen, the Locher is Amona L'Kohen Godel. Let's say a Kohen Godel got married to an Amona. Arel's Gerusha V'chalutz L'Kohen Hedyet. Arel's Mamzeros V'nosina L'Yisrael. Arel's Bas Yisrael L'Mamzer. Or L'Nosin. So these are cases that the Kedushin is Chal. However, it's considered a Maisa Veri was done. Therefore, the Vlad goes after the pogum. Now then the Mishnah says, Vaito, what about V'chol Mi She'ein Lo Olav Kedushin? Anytime right now the Aver is so great, like Chai V'Krisis, that the Kedushin is not Chal, Al V'yesh Lo Al Achirim Kedushin. But if she would get married to somebody else, then there would be Kedushin. In other words, she's a Bar Kedushin. Just to this person, the Kedushin is not Chal. In such a case, Havlad Mamza. That's the case, if they have the child, the kid's a Mamza, or she's a Mamzeris. V'ezu ze, what is this case? Ze habu alachas mikol aroyi shabatera. The man lives with one of the ervas, one of the with one of the yervas that the Torah says asosatim, so it's a chai b'krisis. In such a case, the gedushin is not chal. However, the aloch is avlad. The vlad is a mamzer. Now, the last case is what's going to be v'chol mi she'ein lo loy olov v'loy al achirim kedushin. Let's say somebody that does not have kedushin, not with this person, not with anybody else. In such a case, aloch is avlad k'moisa, that the child is like her. The Ezer Zeh, what is this case? Zeh Vlad Shivcha Benochris. The child of a Shivcha, or else of a Nochris, a Shiksa. The Lochris, there's no Kedushin Chal at all by a Nochris or by a Shivcha. Therefore, if a man marries, lives with her, and they have a child, the child also goes after the mother, that she's also a Goya, and if it's a Shivcha, the kid is also a Shivcha. Now the Gemara says, Kol Mokim Shiesh Kedushin. Says all the times that there is kedushin. Oh, Malay Reb Shimon, L'Reb Yechanan, Reb Shimon said to Reb Yechanan, Klolahu, is this a klal? Is this a general rule that the chol mokum sheyesh kedushin v'ein avera have vlad? Holach achar azocher? Is it true that whenever there's no avera in the kedushin, that the vlad always goes after the father?